Elizabeth Warren campaign pulls touted endorsement from Ed Buck, accused sex predator. By Hannah Blow on December 19, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DMA, campaign this week saw hundreds of endorsements from former Obama administration officials and campaign staffers in an effort led by former senior Obama aides, Sarah L. Amin and John Carson, but admitted it made a mistake by including alleged serial sex predator and Democrat mega-donor Ed Buck. The Warren campaign boasted of the endorsements, which included Buck, who was arrested in September and charged with providing methamphetamine to 26-year-old victim Jamel Moore, who was found dead on the living room floor of Buck's home in the 1200 block of Laurel Avenue in Los Angeles in 2017, as Breitbart News reported. Prosecutors alleged that Buck is a violent, dangerous sexual predator, according to a criminal complaint. On September 20, Breitbart News reported that investigators said there were several other individuals who claimed to be victims of the well-known LGBTQ political activist. The investigation found at least 10 alleged victims, several of whom described in salacious detail Buck's apparent fetish to pay men to use drugs and have sex, which often took a dark turn and led to several suspected overdoses, the report stated. The Warren campaign issued a statement on Thursday, indicating that Buck's inclusion was a mistake and confirming that he would be removed from the list. This was a mistake considering Ed Buck was not staff or an alum. This was put together via Google Docs by some Obama alums, and they caught some non-staff that populated the list. But obviously, they missed one, Warren spokesman Chris Hayden told The Examiner. The Warren campaign is also claiming that it was part of a prank. That error aside, L. Amin and Carson indicated that the list will continue to grow. Among other roles, L. Amin was national director of Obama's 2012 re-election campaign, while Carson was a national field director for Obama's 2008 campaign prior to joining the administration. Both served as executive directors of Organizing for America, the Obama grassroots organizing network. The list of endorsers shared with CNN includes Robert Ford, ex-U.S. ambassador to Syria, and Sean Carroll, a former senior official at USAID. It also features Obama alumni who are currently working on the Warren campaign full-time, including in senior-most positions, like Warren chief strategist Joe Rosbars, senior advisor Emily Parcell, national political director Rebecca Piercy, and national director of public engagement Alencia Johnson. "We are a group that really uniquely knows that electability is self-determining and that oftentimes it's the people with the boldest vision and the most unlikely candidacies early on who can really shift the field," L. Amin said, according to CNN. "Senator Warren really has the zest and the grit and the gumption and the audacity that we loved that President Obama really embodied," she added. While the endorsements do not include cabinet-level Obama officials, it still demonstrates a sizable portion of the highly coveted Obama coalition. The endorsements follow looming division over the Obama coalition and its lack of overwhelming support for former Vice President Joe Biden, D. Carson pointed out that Warren herself is an Obama alum, having spearheaded the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, something Warren frequently reminds voters of on the campaign trail, CNN reported. "We all got to know each other working on a campaign, but we're doing different things now, and I think we all really believe in the need for big structural change that she is promising," Carson said. "I think that's why we're with Senator Warren." Obama himself has yet to endorse a candidate, but Biden has indicated that he does not need an endorsement from the former president. "I don't need an Obama endorsement," Biden said in an interview with Politico this month, adding that everyone knows I'm close with him.